Welcome to Doers of the Word with David Middleton, pastor of Jesus is Lord Outreach Center in Phoenix, Arizona. This radio program will teach you the practical knowledge of the Word of God and give answers to your questions about the problems in your life so that you can live in victory. Open your heart and mind as Pastor Middleton shares the uncompromised Word with you today.
Praise the Lord. Glad to be with you. This is David Middleton welcoming you to the Doers of the Word radio program, where we're teaching you the uncompromised Word of God. We are sharing with you on the important subject of Daniel's 70 weeks prophecy. We want to reiterate to you that this is the most important time prophecy in the Word of God, because it declared the timing of the coming of the Messiah, Jesus Christ, as well as the time period of God's dealings with the Jews in Jerusalem, which related to the first coming of Messiah, but also to his second coming. If this time prophecy is misunderstood, then there'll be error regarding end time events, including the timing of the Great Tribulation. Now, this prophecy is in Daniel chapter 9, verse 24 to 27, and we have seen in verse 24, where 70 weeks were determined upon the people in thy holy city. 70 weeks is talking about 490 years that were decreed and determined upon the Jews and upon Jerusalem. Then there were six infinitive clauses that were to be accomplished, and they were accomplished by Jesus the Messiah in his first coming. He came and finished and put an end to the transgression and lawlessness. He made an end of sins. He made reconciliation and atonement. He brought in everlasting righteousness. He sealed up, completed, and fulfilled all of the vision and prophecy of the Old Testament prophets that were about him, and he was anointed the Holy One, Jesus the Messiah. These were all fulfilled in the first coming of Jesus Christ. Then we saw in verse 25 that the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the manifestation of Messiah the Prince was 7 weeks and 62 weeks. The 7 weeks were the 49 years, which were the ministry of the prophets through Malachi to the Jews. And then the 62 weeks were the 434 years, were the silent years where there was no prophetic utterance to the Jews. This commandment came forth in the 7th year of the reign of Artaxerxes in 458 B.C., The completion and the restoration of the building of the city was accomplished by Nehemiah in the 20th year of his reign. The 7 weeks of 49 years and the 62 weeks of 434 years, which are 483 years, this 483-year period spoken of, began in 458 BC and ended in 26 AD. That is when Messiah the Prince was manifested. This occurred when Jesus the Messiah was baptized and anointed by the Holy Spirit as the anointed ruler. In verse 26, we saw that after 62 weeks, which was after the cumulative total of 483 years, Jesus came to minister only to the Jews in continued fulfillment of the 490-year determined dealings with the Jews. He ministered to the Jews for 3.5 years until he was cut off through death on the cross. His death on the cross was not for himself, it was for the sins of the people. Because of the rejection of Jesus as the Messiah, desolations were determined and decreed by God upon the city of Jerusalem, the temple, and the Jews. This desolation came to pass in 70 AD when the people of the prince that would come, which was speaking of the Roman army under Prince Titus, came to capture Jerusalem. And as the Roman army brought the siege against the city, they destroyed the city and the sanctuary. And this was the determined desolations that were determined against the Jews because of their rejection of Jesus as the Messiah. And now we're in verse 27. Daniel 9:27 says, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. In the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate, even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the desolate." We mentioned that there is much controversy among teachers concerning what is taught about this verse. Important questions have to be answered. First of all, who is he in the phrase, "He shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week"? What does confirm mean? What is the covenant it's speaking of? Who are the many? And how does the he cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease? As we mentioned in the last broadcast, the teaching put forth by the majority of ministers is that the he is the Antichrist, who shall come at the beginning of the tribulation, which they say is 7 years long. They say the 7 year period is the 70th week of Daniel's prophecy. They believe that only 69 weeks of Daniel's prophecy has been fulfilled, and that there is still one full week, the 70th week, that would be fulfilled in this 7 year tribulation. They say the Antichrist will come in peaceably at the beginning of the tribulation, confirming this covenant with Israel, and in the midst of the week, after 3.5 years, the Antichrist is going to break this covenant with Israel and cause their sacrifices and oblations to cease in a rebuilt temple. As we have mentioned, there are great problems with this teaching. First of all, 69 and a half weeks of God's dealings with the Jews in Jerusalem have already been fulfilled because Jesus continued this ministry to them for 3.5 years, which is 1.5 week. There is only 1.5 week left, which is 3.5 years. Remember, this is God's determined dealings with the Jews in Jerusalem. There is also other problems with this teaching because who is the central figure in the prophecy? It has been the Messiah. Remember in verse 24, 25, and 26, it spoke of the Messiah who finished the transgression, made an end of sins, made reconciliation for iniquity, brought in everlasting righteousness, sealed up the vision and prophecy of the Old Testament concerning him, and was anointed the Most Holy. In verse 25, it spoke of the time unto the manifestation of Messiah the Prince. In verse 26, it spoke of the Messiah being cut off, not for himself, but for the sins of the people, and the judgment that came upon the Jews when the Roman army came and destroyed Jerusalem in 70 AD. Jesus ministered to the Jews for 3.5 years and then was cut off, so 1/2 of this final 70th week has already been concluded. Has there been any discussion about the Antichrist? No, the Antichrist is not mentioned here in this prophecy. It has been talking about the Messiah. The He in verse 27 is the Messiah, Jesus Christ. The word confirm is the Hebrew word gabar, which means to confirm or give strength to. When it speaks of the covenant, we pointed out that accurate translation is that it should be a covenant. Other translations have translated it a covenant. So verse 27 is saying, He, the Messiah, shall confirm and give strength to a covenant. What covenant is it talking about? It is speaking of the new covenant. The reason is because it speaks of confirming and giving strength to a covenant with many. We saw that the many is referring to all mankind. In Isaiah 53:11, we saw, My righteous servant shall justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Verse 12 says he bare the sin of many. Mark 10:45, the Son of Man came and gave his life a ransom for many. In Mark 14:24, Jesus said, This is my blood of the New Testament, which is shed for many. In Romans 5:19, it says, By the obedience of one, speaking of Jesus Christ, shall many be made righteous. The many is talking about all mankind who Jesus died for. Who was the old covenant made to? It was made to the Jews. The Jews were only a few as compared to all of mankind. God did not make the old covenant with the many. The covenant with many is speaking of the new covenant. And this is not talking about the Antichrist making a covenant with the many, because remember, the Jews are few. Again, this is talking about the Messiah making a covenant with the many, which is all men. And the covenant he's speaking of is the new covenant. In Jeremiah 31:31, Jeremiah prophesied that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. So verse 27 is saying that the Messiah shall confirm and give strength to the new covenant with many, all mankind. Now the verse goes on and says, for 1 week. Now this is an important point because there's a mistake in the translation here. There is no Hebrew word to be translated for in this phrase, for 1 week. The Septuagint version of the Old Testament, which is the Hebrew translated into Greek, translated verse 27 as, and 1 week shall establish the covenant with many. There's no for in the Septuagint. Young's literal translation of the Holy Bible states, And he hath strengthened a covenant with many 1 week. You actually can know that it's not saying for 1 week is only a continuous 7-year period of time because the covenant is made with the many. Remember, the many refers not just to the Jews, but to all men. Thus, he did not confirm and give strength to the new covenant with many for only 1 week, as only a 7-year period of time. He confirmed and gave strength to the new covenant with many for the entire church age, which is still not completed yet. Other ministers and scholars have recognized this and stated that this is talking about during 1 week. In other words, the Messiah shall confirm and give strength to the new covenant with many 1 week, speaking of during 1 week, which is the 7-year period of God's determined dealings with the Jews. This gives clear understanding to what the verse is really saying. The Messiah confirmed and gave strength to the new covenant with many, all men, during the 1 week of ministry to the Jews. Evidence of this is seen when we look at the teaching of Jesus during his 3.5 years of ministry to the Jews. What did he teach? He continually taught New Testament truths. John chapter 3, he taught about being born again. He taught about believers receiving the Holy Spirit. Matthew chapter 6, he taught about the change from Old Testament prayer to New Testament prayer, that now we pray to the Father in the name of Jesus. He taught about the change from Old Testament ways of responding to people and situations to the New Testament ways of responding in Matthew chapter 5 and chapter 6. If you look at what Jesus was teaching, he was continually bringing revelation about the new covenant to the Jews because that was the covenant that he was confirming and giving strength to in fulfillment of Jeremiah's prophecy, which they should have known. Verse 27 goes on and says, "And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease." The midst of the week refers to the middle of a seven-year period of time. Remember, a week is 7 years. So the midst of the week is 3.5 years. What happened to Jesus the Messiah after 3.5 years? He was crucified and died on the cross. So it's speaking of what the Messiah accomplished after 3.5 years, which was in the midst of this week. What did Jesus the Messiah cause to occur at this 3.5 year point when he was crucified? It says that he caused the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. What is that talking about? That's talking about the Old Testament sacrifice and oblations that they offered up in the Old Testament period. How did Jesus cause this to cease? Jesus did that by being the final sacrifice for sins on the cross. He was the sinless lamb who came to take away the sin of the world. When did he cause the sacrifice and oblation to cease? It happened when he was made sin on the cross and died, being the final sacrifice for sin. We know that his sacrifice caused the Old Testament sacrifice and oblation to cease because at the point of his death on the cross, the veil of the temple was torn from the top to the bottom. This was done supernaturally by God. Matthew 27:51 says, "Behold, the veil of the temple was rent in twain from the top to the bottom." The tearing of the veil from the top to the bottom indicated that God had accepted the sacrifice of Jesus for sin and that he left the Old Testament temple because there was no more need to sacrifice or make oblation anymore. Jesus caused the sacrifice and oblation to cease when he sacrificed himself on the cross for the sins of mankind, evidenced by this veil torn in two, and the presence of God left the Old Testament temple, never to return there again. The next part of verse 27 says, "And for the overspreading of abominations, he shall make it desolate." What's this talking about? The word overspreading is a Hebrew word which normally is translated wing, but also means stretched out and spread over. It can refer to something spread over time. It is translated overspreading here because it is referring to the continual sacrifices and oblations offered by the Jews in the temple spreading over time after the final sacrifice of Jesus on the cross. See, what happened after Jesus died and was raised from the dead, the Jews continued to reject him as the Messiah. But what did they do during this time? They continued to offer their sacrifices and oblations in the Old Testament temple, even though the veil was torn from the top to the bottom. That showed that God's presence was no longer in the temple anymore. The continual offering of sacrifices and oblations was an abomination to God. It was a denial of the sacrifice of Jesus once and for all for sin. All further sacrifices for sin were an abomination to God. So because of this continued abomination, judgment of desolation was pronounced upon the Jews in Jerusalem. We're out of time. We'll continue on this in the next broadcast. As I close the program today, I have a book on this subject called Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy. This book is a very comprehensive book about Daniel chapter 9 from verse 24 through 27, and it details out the work of the Messiah. This is an important book to understand the time prophecy of the first coming of Jesus, the second coming of Jesus, and the tribulation period. This book is available for $6, which covers all of the mailing costs. Please give me a call at 602-279-5212. That's Daniel's 70 Weeks Prophecy, available for $6, postage paid. Please call 602-279-5212. I want to invite you to our church in Phoenix. Services are Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6:30 p.m., Wednesday at 7. For more information, call 602-279-5212.
We trust you've enjoyed the broadcast today. To purchase books, audios, or videos, please call 1-877-77-DOERS. That's 1-877-773-6377. You can visit our website at www.doersoftheword.org. If this broadcast blesses you, we invite you to become a financial partner so we can take this ministry across the nation. Until we greet you on the next broadcast, may God bless you as you are a consistent doer of the Word of God.